Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Chicago, we recently got a text from a listener asking about a new food hall in Uptown, so we thought we might as well make a food hall guide. Executive producer Simone Alisea and newsletter editor Sydney Madden are here to help you get the best out of these trendy spots. It's Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is What Chicago is Talking About. Morning, Sydney. How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you, Jacoby?
I'm doing well. Always good to see you on the mic, my friend. Simone, good to see you again. We was on the mic together yesterday.
Hey, glad to be here.
So when they texted us about food halls, something came to my mind. I don't actually really think about them often. Like when I'm trying to pick a place for me and my friends to get together, when I'm thinking about a place for like date night or to go grab a quick bite, whether for breakfast or dinner, they almost never come up in my mind. I wanted to pose the same question to y'all. Sydney, when you're thinking about going out to eat, do you often think about Chicago's food halls as your options?
Literally never. Literally never. I don't even think I went to Time Out Market Chicago until after I visited the one in Lisbon last year. And I was like, oh, well, maybe they're onto something. This is pretty good.
It's interesting because they, in a way, our producer Michelle remarked earlier, is that they remind you of like food courts at the mall when you was younger. And let's be real. I don't know about y'all, but for me, going out to chill at the mall was still a popular option. But I wouldn't have gone to the food court if I wasn't going to the mall. And so that's kind of how I think about food halls. Simone, what about you?
Well, so that's what I was thinking is, right, so many of these food halls are what? Like West Loop, mm-hmm. Loop, South Loop, like kind of intended for if you're someone who's working downtown, maybe you grab a quick lunch, hop in, take a working lunch, or like meet up with some people right after work, right? And we all work from home, right? Mm-hmm. In our different neighborhoods. And so if I'm going to go to Fulton Market, I'm probably going to go check out the other restaurants, right? One of the many other like well-known, wonderful restaurants that we have in that area, rather than, oh, can I go stop by this food hall to go check out this one stall? But it's so interesting though, because there's like not insignificant number of Chicago restaurants that are now very well known that got their start in food halls over the past few years.
True. A few that we've talked about on the show before when we've talked about hottest restaurants in Chicago. I think it's Fatu in Avondale. I believe that started in a food hall. I think Boonie started in a food hall as well. Like with all of our guides, none of these are comprehensive. They're sort of open-ended conversations. We always are willing to hear your suggestions as well. So as you're listening to the conversation, if we miss something, let us know by telling us at 773-780-0246. Leave a text, a voicemail, and your favorite Chicago food hall. Let's get this started with you, Simone. Where did you go to get your food hall experience started?
Yeah, so I went to X Market, which is right here in Uptown. And this is the spot that listener Lindsay S. Texted us about and said that they had been at X Market and they thought that we should check it out and talk about it on the pod. So here we are. X Market is a vegan food hall. It is all vegan. It's massive. It just opened in the fall. But it also has a vegan sort of bodega market with lots of like very sort of niche products. In addition to that, there's a bar and there's also a coffee bar on top of that. It is run by a sort of vegan market company, but all of the food stalls, the spots where you can actually get a meal, they're all local.
You talk about it being big, like how many different spots are inside of it?
So it's big in terms of just space. It's like, I don't know, 6,500 square feet, you know, on the corner of Montrose, almost at the lake, but it doesn't have as many options as some of these other spots. I think there's six different stalls to choose from. But and again, it's all vegan food. Although I would say, like that said, with that sort of caveat in mind, I think that you know, there's probably something for everyone to try for sure. Sydney, where did you head?
Yeah, I went to Gangnam Market, which is in Westtown, River West area. It's actually pretty new. It just opened in the winter in December, I believe. It's kind of this Asian American fusion place. It gets its name from the popular Gangnam Style song, which came out like 10 years ago, and like this ritzy district in Seoul. It's really cute. I spotted it on Instagram a while ago, and it's really bright with a lot of neon signs. It's really playful. When you walk in, there's these machines where you can get toys. So it kind of made me feel like, you know, I was at McDonald's getting a Happy Meal. It was just really cute and fun.
Gangnam Market was another one, was something that we've talked about before on the show. Because as you mentioned, it opened in late December, and it's actually kind of unique among food halls in Chicago because it doesn't just have local vendors, but the person who started it, Kenny Yang, is himself a local chef. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, some of the food halls we're going to talk about are also located inside of like grocery stores. Did you also get a chance to like shop around and look around as well?
Yeah, of course. I walked through the aisles to see what they had. I was digging the Oreo section. They had lots of fun flavors. I thought it was wasabi. It was matcha, which is probably better. I didn't pick anything up. I actually had a friend who told me she's shopping there for her groceries, like just normal groceries. And I thought that was kind of unique.
Nice.
What about you, Jacoby? Where'd you go?
So, as always, a little bit of an overachiever. A couple in the Loop, which were in walking distance to each other. First, I went to The Revival, which is a spot that opened in about 2016. It's about a 24,000 square foot facility. So when you walk in, it's nothing but food hall. Beautiful signs lit up. I did go in after work, so it wasn't as busy as some of the places that already closed up. But I could see why people would hang out there during the day. Then I walked over to Urban Space, which is one of the newer food halls in the Loop, and it's in the Sears Tower or the Willis Tower, if you one of those people. And honestly, it had probably the fewest of any of the places I went to, but it was just so beautiful. Then I went over to the well-known Chicago French Market inside of Ogilvy train station. And when people talk about food halls in Chicago and sort of their pre-pandemic allure and luster, this is one of the places they speak of. And I'm going to sound real pretentious here, but of all the food halls I went to, it was the one that most reminded me of going to a market in like a Barcelona or something, because it's enclosed. You see the different food stalls. You see people who are making food from your bakeries. And then right before this conversation, I went over to 88 Marketplace, which is about 10 minutes from where I am, because it showed up on so many lists, and it was also inside of a grocery store. So I had to see it for myself. And like you, Sydney, while I was waiting for my food, I got enamored with the options of Kit Kats. It wasn't Oreos, but Kit Kats. I never seen so many flavors of Kit Kat in one place in my life. I didn't grab any, but I feel like I'm gonna have to go back and do a Kit Kat taste test at some point. And so I went to about four different places, but luckily they were all within about 15 to 20 minutes of each other. So it was a little bit easier.
88 Marketplace, also kind of a Pan-Asian spot.
But I felt like I had to go to multiple because I think if we're talking about guide to food hall, I think my number one rule to people is really check the opening and closing times, because just because a building says it's open till 7 or 8 o'clock does not mean the restaurant's inside. So like Chicago French Market doesn't close until I think 7 p.m. But if you go to their website, the majority of the things in there close at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I got to The Revival, I think three places were still open. Most of the places at that point were telling me, oh, there was a shrimp po' boy I wanted to try. He was like, oh, we just closed. And he had to give me that face. It was the same thing at Urban Space and 88 Marketplace. I got there early. And so some places hadn't even opened yet. And so really check the website, because in my experience, it feels like their audience, who they're trying to get, is people during the day between about 7 and 4 o'clock who are coming either into downtown or downtown adjacent. And so make sure you check in those times.
I had a very similar experience, though, even up here in Uptown, which I was a little bit surprised by because I knew that the space didn't close until 10, but a lot of the stalls closed by 8. And so if you're trying to go after work, I don't know about you, but I need about an hour at home to decompress, before I do anything. You know what I mean? And so I'm not getting there until at least 6:30 until 7 p.m. And then it's like trying to scramble in.
And it didn't feel convenient to go at like lunchtime because... one, I didn't have time to look at all the menus because I was working. And then when I get there, I kind of want to peruse. I want to browse. I want to look at the options. And if it's 12 in the middle of the day and I got to get back home, that's the thing that can be difficult. What are you saying, Simone? You pre-plan?
Well, I can imagine a lifestyle, right? There is a person for whom this would work. Because like, I can absolutely imagine if I was someone who worked remotely, or who commuted or could like had worked a hybrid kind of situation, if I didn't have to lug a microphone and be in front of a microphone on a regular basis, if I would just bring my little laptop and set up and, you know, drink a bubble tea from here and try some fries from here and try a taco from here. You know what I mean? Like, and then maybe you stick around for happy hour at the end, right? And you're there for 3 hours or whatever.
100%.
Right? Like, there is a person for whom that works.
I could see the appeal.
Yes. I'm just not that person.
So we were looking for a few different things as we were going through this personal map of ours. You know, meals on the cheap, things that surprised us. Cindy, what was the most delicious or surprising thing that you ate?
By far, the most delicious thing I ate was the sushi from their sushi stall. Oh my goodness, it was so fresh. I mean, I should preface this by saying it's been a minute since I've had sushi, so maybe it was just like, you know, new to my palate more recently. But my God, the texture, the ingredients were really fresh. They had like crunchy, crunchy on top and then like a spicy mayo thing going on. My partner and I, we split it and that was a mistake because we both should have gotten our own.
So how hard was it for you to decide on what to get? Because again, I think that's probably my biggest struggle at a food hall. It's already, if I'm going to one restaurant, it's a struggle to get through their menu. But to get through 6, 7, 8 people's menu and make the best choice while you're there, obviously you could go tapas style, but you know, them things could be expensive. How hard was it for you to settle in on the sushi bar?
It was pretty hard, to be honest. I did kind of do more of a tapas style. I had a Portuguese custard tart, the sushi, a rice and wagyu bowl.
Come on,
I had some boba tea. I had this pork bao bun. I had a little feast and I have no regrets.
Beautiful.
It was delicious.
I'm glad to hear it. What's the point of these episodes if when we go out there on some experiential ish, if we don't get down, if we giving a guy, we gotta try some things.
There were things I didn't try that I definitely want to when I go back, like there's a ton of ramen there. Didn't have room for it in my stomach. There's like this like Korean style burrito that looks like a really hefty eat. There's different types of sandwiches, like a spam sandwich that looked kind of interesting too. So yeah, the options are endless and the decisions are difficult. What about you, Simone? What surprised you?
Yeah, so I actually ran into this exact problem, Sydney, of not being able to try all the things because of the timing issue that we talked about.
Yeah.
of things being closed. And so I've actually been to X Market twice. One time I was just there because I was at like a board game night with friends. And so we were there separately. And I ate some tacos at El Hongo Magico, which is magic mushrooms, not those magic mushrooms, just mushrooms in general.
Got it. So it's plant-based. So a nice little plant-based play on words.
Apparently, I'm trying to try every vegan taco in Chicago. Who knew?
They've surprised you.
These ones were pretty good, too. I would rank them still below the vegan tacos I had in Logan Square that one time. Should go back and listen to our taco episode. That was pretty fun. And then when I went more recently, I went on a Monday. And on Monday, actually, the food stalls are generally closed at X Market. There was one open, Kale My Name, which just serves vegan kind of American fare, burgers, you know, chicken tenders, that kind of thing. And they're known for their burger. Their burger is their signature thing. I didn't really want a burger. So I decided to get the chicken tenders. And by far, the most surprising part of the whole meal, the kale. Guys, I gotta tell you about this kale. It's so good. I need you to understand, like, kale as a green is not, it's not the easiest green to get behind, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very bitter.
It's the reason it spent most of his life on the salad bar at Pizza Hut's.
Well, when the plate came to me, I had these, you know, the non-chicken, which looked like almost like little fish sticks. And I got this big, big bowl of fries. And then there was like a giant pile of kale. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to eat all this kale. Like, it looks like a garnish. I was like, there's no way I'm going to eat all this. And I took a bite and just delightful. It's garlicky. It's salty. It tastes almost buttery, even though I know there's no butter in it, but it's not like heavy at all. It wasn't greasy. I took the greens home. Like, I couldn't, like, that was the part that I was like the most excited to take home and eat later. And I did. The whole meal was $18, but you got a lot of food, which I was surprised by. You know, the tacos, when I got them, you know, they're on the pricey side for tacos. You're talking $6-$7 a taco. But this was definitely worth it. And I was utterly enchanted by the greens.
That's what's up. Mushroom and kales have never been made to sound so tasty.
It was great. I highly recommend it. My other favorite piece too was just the sheer, Jacoby, you'll love this, the sheer number of fancy drinks, you know, like non-coffee, just like juices, lemonades, sparkling waters, you know, infused sodas.
You know, that's my jam.
I there was a whole wall of it, and I saw it, and I thought of you because I know how much you love a fancy drink. So, Jacoby, you went to 4 spots. I'm going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you the best thing you ate at each spot. What is the best thing you ate overall?
The best thing I ate was from Rick Bayless's Tortazzo inside of the Sears/Willis Tower.
And that urban space.
Yes, at urban space at Sears/Willis Tower. And again, they don't have a ton of options when you walk in there, but when you come into the space, it's on the back left corner on the first floor. You cannot miss it. It has a huge sign at the top. And I ordered the shrimp tacos Dorado style, which were fantastic. It's fried taco stuff with shrimp, jack cheese topped with salsa diabla, crema, slaw, cilantro, and onion. I took a picture of it, which I'm going to upload for you. And by the end of it, I was not full, but I was satisfied. Each bite had a nice, it was both a little bit hot, but the like balance of the crema and the slaw sort of like took that down a little bit. It wasn't a ton of shrimp in it, but each piece you got was really good. And the fried taco corn tortilla was fried to perfection for me. And so it was just a great balance all around. It was about $16. And so it was a little on the pricey side, which you'll see in the comments around urban space. It's in the Sears Tower. You know, Shake Shack might be the cheapest thing that's over there.
So I'm really curious, you guys, because another thing we were looking for, you mentioned a couple of pricey meals, but we were trying to find, you know, something you could find under $10. I'll be honest, at X Market, I really struggled. I'm pretty sure you could get one taco for under $10, a side of fries for under $10. But like, if ordering a whole meal would have been really tough.
It was tough everywhere. The only things I was able to find under $10 were desserts. I was able to get a strawberry cake cup from a bakery inside of 88 Marketplace. That was under $10. I got a lemon custard tart from Vanilla Pastry inside of Chicago French Market, which was under $10. Oh, and I got a slice from Demos inside of the Revival for about $6 as well. And I'm not going to lie, wasn't a ton of sausage on that, but the crust was fantastic. Shout out to Demos Cafe inside of Revival. And so I wasn't able to find a meal for under $10, but I was able to get some slices, some desserts, some bevs, obviously.
That's true. There was a vegan pizza slice that was a vegan cheese slice for $7.99 and protein for $8.99. So there were also pizza slices at X Market too. What about you, Sid? Anything for under $10?
It was a struggle. I was looking because I knew this was something we were looking out for. And I walked around to each stall and read the prices. The best thing I could find was at the taco stall. They had 3 tacos, pork and chicken, not the beef, for under $10. But I feel like after tax and tip, it was probably going to come over $10. It was a little bit pricey.
So at the top of this conversation, all three of us were basically kind of like, didn't really consider food halls as like, oh yeah, I'm going to make a point of going out, taking my friends there. After this experience, do you guys think you'll go again? Make this a regular part of your eating out experience in Chicago?
Yeah, I think I will. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I already have some plans in motion. Like, Simone, you introduced me to Demera a couple years ago now, and they had a stall at Time Out Market. But I was talking to a friend over the weekend. I was like, we should go. I have such a craving for it. And it's a lot closer to where I am now versus up near you. And also that Gangnam Market, I will 100% be back. That sushi, fire. What about you, Jacoby?
No, I actually think I am going to add it, because the one thing that while I was there, I wanted to experience was to be there with my friends, because there are so many different places, everyone can get their own options. And so maybe positioning those as future hangout spots for me and the homies might be the move, versus trying to get everyone to go to one restaurant. Now we need to get multiple checks. And now people, are we splitting it? Are we doing this? No, let's just go to one of these food halls. Let me put y'all on. And then everybody just go get what they want. And we'll just like meet up at a comfortable spot under the neon lights. And so, yeah, I think I am going to add it to my list of suggestions.
I very much agree on the like social point of that, especially if you are trying to do something very casual with a big group of people. It's just so easy to say, okay, meet here. And it doesn't matter what time you show up. It doesn't matter, what happens. Other thing too, I will say about X Market is like, they're very community oriented. They also had like yoga and karaoke and like different pop-ups, and like, they're about a mile away from where I am. And if I was just like this much closer, like I could absolutely be like, oh yeah, let me walk down and like hang out and like texting my friends like, hey, I'm over here. Come meet me and come grab a bite. Come grab a drink.
We went through so many different food halls, different options. The best place to keep track of them all is to make sure you check our show notes. We will drop links to every single place. I want to give a huge thank you to our executive producer, Simone Alisea.
Thanks, Jacoby.
I want to give a thank you to our newsletter editor, the one and only Sydney Madden.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Remember, if you didn't hear your favorite place, the best dish you ate at one of Chicago's food halls, then please let us know. This episode came out of somebody reaching out to us at 773-780-0246. So send your name, your neighborhood, and your idea, and hell, we might make an episode out of that too. Before we let you go, for more news and events, stay tapped into our website, chicago.citycast.fm, and get all these things and more in your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday. Subscribe to our daily newsletter, Hey Chicago. Of course, I got some good news for you. Chicago's Tea Festival is back this weekend at the Copernicus Center in Jeff Park. They have plenty of workshops during the two-day event, from tea recipes to tea as medicine to a live pottery exhibit on making teapots. There's literally something for every tea enthusiast. I got more info and ticket links in the show notes. As always, we appreciate you for listening. We're going to be back bright and early tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us. Peace. Come on, bars. Come on. She was like, I know how to wrap this up. You can push it to Simone. That was fantastic.